This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, my name is John Brook. I am the entrepreneur in residence at the University of Tennessee's Haslam College of Business's Anderson Center.
John, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
My basic function here is to provide support and training to University of Tennessee affiliated faculty, staff, students, and alum who are in the process of starting their businesses.
John, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, I think there are a lot of challenges, and I say that not because it's existent across the space, but more so because our work is very customized and very intense, so that each entrepreneur typically has their own, his own, her own challenges. And they begin with customer discovery, customer validation, understanding what their value proposition is and how to properly state it so that they can connect with their customers, all the way through to getting their arms around a financial model that will give them an accurate prediction of cash flow and will help them become, ultimately our goal is to help them become investable.
John, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
My experience as an entrepreneur, not just entrepreneur in residence, but I have been an entrepreneur my entire professional life. I had a successful exit in 2013 and became an angel investor. So my experience, you know, kind of spans the spectrum of startup to exit, being a founder and understanding what founders' dilemmas are, so to speak, to growth, scalability, understanding what some of the critical issues are in terms of cash flow or intellectual property. I personally have had lots of experience in that, and now I am I'm an EIR helping other entrepreneurs, and I'm also an investor. And I think what I can offer in a couple of bulleted points of what I would suggest to other EIRs is, first of all, listen very carefully. Second of all, be very patient. Entrepreneurs are extremely bright, typically, and are big risk takers, and that includes sometimes taking risks with the relationship that they have, perhaps with you. And so I think it's really important to be patient. I also think it's important to be very understanding in what you're listening to, what your entrepreneurs as your customers are telling you. But I think bottom line is it is critically important to emphasize value creation. There needs to be a mindset toward creating value every step of the way, from the beginning of the idea through creating steps in the innovation process, all the way through to building a business in the entrepreneurship phase and ultimately making it a profitable enterprise, or if you need outside investment, making yourself investable. So I think, in a word, it really rests on the concept of creating and growing value.
And John, where can we learn more about entrepreneurs in residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, my work as an EIR is on the University of Tennessee website in the Anderson Center section. We've got a wonderful set of private donors. The Anderson Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship is a privately funded operation, and there's a lot to learn, I think, for all of us, including the EIRs, about how centers work, how the universities work. The University of Cincinnati has another one that we're very familiar with at Queen City Angels that is just launched a new building called 1819 that's really exciting. So there's a lot to learn out there about entrepreneurships. Babson College has an awful lot of material that's available to offer to EIRs. So, and I'm certainly available if any of your listeners would like to call and talk about specific issues. I'd be happy to listen and contribute to a solution if I can.
Great. Do you want to share how they can connect with you?
Sure. My email is jbrock2@utk.edu, and I'd be happy to get an email and let's get connected.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.